Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bob Neese is our guest, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. We'll get Bob back. He's got a lot more to teach us in the future. He's the author of the brand-new book, The Power of 50 Bits. He's an award-winning scientist and researcher. Bob, thanks again for being here. Bob joins us from Italy, ladies and gentlemen, central Italy. Bob, one of the things I want to ask you about, of course, folks, the premise of Bob's book is that that we were bombarded with a lot of information, most of which, the incredible majority of which, we can't process. And so a lot of it's lost. We wind up making bad decisions. I'm paraphrasing as the best I can, Bob, quickly here. But my question to you is, has the problem of not being able to process information and make better decisions, has this been exacerbated in the last 20 or 30 years since we've had the information age? I mean, I've come through. I've been around a long time. I remember when my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. So, so, and you're probably the same way. I mean, is this problem ramping up?
It probably is. So there's sort of two problems, right? One is that we have only a limited amount of attention. That's the 50 bits out of 10 million bits problem. So attention is incredibly scarce. The second problem, I think, has been exacerbated through the digital age and you know, always on, constant, you know, pain and this and that. And that is that, you know, not all of us can fully control where we point those 50 bits. You know, distractions cause us to get out of the zone or get out of the flow. When we're in flow, we're pointing all of our 50 bits at one particular problem, and that's why we can be so productive. But if we're surrounded by distractions, and I think digital has done that, it's really harder to control those 50 bits. And so I think it has made things worse. But the fundamental problem is that attention is incredibly scarce.
We have to be more, if I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to say in my words, don't we have to be more intentional about focusing today than we would have 20 years ago?
I think we do. I mean, we have some of these problems no matter what, because we just can't attend to everything 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But, you know, we do need to be aware that our attention can be stolen from us, and it's a very scarce resource. So we do have to be more intentional. And the idea of the book is essentially that we've got to stop trying to change people's minds and instead re-engineer the environments in which we exist so that our natural inclinations lead us to better behaviors. And that would include, you know, turning off the email for the 2 hours that you want to write, you know, putting your phone on do not disturb, all those kinds of things. Those have to be active choices that change the environment in which you are, and then it's less likely you'll be distracted.
Right. If you've got a television, and you know, and you're trying to accomplish something, you need to turn the television off. Turn off, as you said, turn off the email. Maybe God forbid, turn your phone off. Right.
Well, there's exactly. There's a story.
Because 30 years ago, we wouldn't have had those issues.
No, that's right. There are more temptations.
When I was selling on the road decades ago, Bob, I could think about my next call on the way. I wasn't getting calls or texts, or I couldn't read an email while I'm on my way to the next call. I was able to focus on my next call. Now I'm being interrupted if I do that, aren't I?
That's exactly right.
And so when you bring that back inside your four walls of your businesses, this is why I think what you're revealing is the reason why there's an epidemic of lack of productivity in America. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, and I just read a recent report, a very small study at a government facility where a group of people, you know, were randomized to having their email turned off for several days.
Yep.
And what they found was, at first, they were anxious about it, but they were much more productive. Their heart rate went down. they were happier. And so, you know, if we're completely rational beings, then we could handle all these things. But we're not. You know, our brains grew up 100,000 years ago, and we're in a world that's totally different.
So, I got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
I really would like to see if we can give people something to hold on to, again, with inside their four walls, with their employees. Because if we can make our employees, we can get our employees to focus on this, then we can get them to help our customers. Give us a couple of ideas on how to, you talked about reengineering the environment. Whatever. Give us some ideas.
Yeah. So I think there are, you know, maybe one or two main ideas for the book that I think people can use right away. The first thing is, when you see people behaving badly in a way that doesn't make sense or you think is self-defeating, including your employees, do not assume that the issue is bad intentions. Most likely, these people have good intentions that are not getting acted on.
That's important.
So you need to find strategies that activate their good intentions. So the second thing is that most of what we do and our employees do is automatic and happens under the radar. And therefore, the most effective way to get those good intentions to see the light of day is to re-engineer the environment. We talked about, for example, if you want people to get up and move around, then don't put chairs in the conference rooms. You're designing for sitting, for not sitting. We probably don't have time to go through a laundry list of those things. But
I'll tell you what I do want to do. I want to get you to come back and talk about this some more. Will you do that?
Absolutely. I'd like to
have another version of this, another session with you on this. I really think you're onto something. I'm excited about the approach you're taking. The book is called The Power of 50 Bits by Dr. Bob Neese. Bob, you got a website?
I sure do. www.50bits.com.
50bits.com. Dr. Bob Neese. Bob, safe travels and come back soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Dr. Bob Neese, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Power of 50 Bits. Check it out wherever books are sold. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.